This is Local Views of the News. First time in May, '09. Swine flu. Something just doesn't smell right about this story. It's been on the top of the news every day with the word pandemic always featured. People walking around wearing surgical masks, schools closed, trainloads of antiseptic soap going through the check stands. Even Joe Biden's remark about staying off the commercial airlines was overblown. On the other hand, the actual results being described sound exactly like your garden variety seasonal flu. The same media which were fanning the flames now are admitting that cases are few, symptoms are generally mild, and the outbreak is subsiding at its presumed source. The internet is hopping with stories about how this scourge is some kind of government-backed distraction issue, but that's a pretty thin explanation since there doesn't appear to be much of a scourge at all. I'm still looking for a better theory about who's getting paid here. Even more confusing is this statewide election, which you may have heard is going on until May 19th. This series of six quasi-related propositions is being promoted as the long-term cure to the most recent and most prolonged legislative gridlock on the state budget. If you believe the press and the polls, all the mainstream politicians are voting the straight yes ticket, but practically everyone else is either voting no on everything or not voting at all. Republicans and Democrats alike are against these things, although for very different reasons. It looks like we've reached the point in our political culture where if the politicians are for it, it can't possibly be a good idea. That's the easy way out. Actually, these proposals are so complex that putting them to the voters represents an abuse of the public initiative process. Probably not one voter in a million even pretends to have a handle on all the money movements scattered among these propositions. All the deceptions you've ever witnessed in ballot measures is small change compared to the futility of this election. This is the kind of stuff government is supposed to do, but it's the stuff where the elected officials are supposed to agree on the general ideas and the experts write the details. Asking the voters to do this is like asking a football team to master cold fusion. Remember, how much money the government has is far less important than choosing the things for which the government spends it. Another recent internet favorite is a video on YouTube showing some people who turned out to be actual Domino's employees building a pizza with, shall we say, contempt for the poor suckers who are going to eat it. Actually, these people were mad at their employer, not their customers, but the heart of the story is Domino's response. The company, of course, found out who did it, fired them, and eventually got the video taken down. But Domino's didn't even bother with the general news media. Instead, the company made its own video and posted it, among other places, on YouTube. Bingo! Suddenly the field on which the advertisers and the consumers play is level. Ever since the traveling snake oil salesman, advertisers have been lying and deceiving at will, and consumers have been virtually powerless to object. Now you can tell your own version of the story to the whole world, and it's free. Legal questions still abound, of course, as evidenced by the story this week about a couple of people who got fired for talking trash electronically about the boss. But it seems clear that the big money of big advertisers just isn't worth as much anymore. When the advertisers catch up to that wisdom, the age of consumerism and obscene consumption may start closing the doors and shutting off the lights. Finally, this is from a computer question and answer columnist named David Einstein. He appears in the Chronicle and other papers. The question was whether the radiation emitted by a wireless mouse is dangerous, just as cellular phones are believed by some to be a radiation hazard. Well, first Einstein delivered the usual reply about how low the radiation level is, but eventually he got around to the first really honest reply to that common question. Quote, I guess we'll just have to wait until the green goo starts oozing out of people's ears to find out. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily ooze anything for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com. Podcasts of past Local Views commentaries are available through the news page at kvmr.org.